This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday, February 25th, 2025.
Yeah.
Ooh, that seems like that's a... It seems like that's some kind of importance. Like, I don't know, when I hear something like that. 2-2-5-2-5.
Yeah, if we had 25 months, it would be real kind of creepy.
Well, sure. But also, I was thinking, like, do they still play the numbers, like in the hood, you know, or anywhere, really? I only know that from Sanford and Son. They would always play the numbers.
I don't know if people still run numbers.
Yeah.
If they're bookies. I don't know anybody that's ever known a bookie here.
Oh, I did. I told you I have. I did. That dude, until told that, I never would have thought it. Somebody told me.
Yeah, because they seem to be tall tales.
Oh, boy. Like, but he was... Yeah, I'm not even going to allude to.
Because people will brag about it. I got a bookie. I got a guy.
Well, I wasn't the gambler. My friend was, and I knew that my friend gambled, but I had no idea. I thought that guy was just like a. I'm not going to give. I'm born and raised here. I've learned lessons. I don't say names.
Plus, you're still going to not let you get into him for a whole lot of money.
But he, you know, like, and this was not a barber shop. But you know how. That setting of, you know, it's a business, but some people will just come hang out.
Oh,
they
yeah.
might occasionally get a haircut, but generally speaking, they're just sitting there hanging around, and you just think, oh, okay, they ain't got much going on. And then I was like, hey, does this guy ever spend any money with you? And he's like, oh, actually, it's the opposite. I spend money with him. So then I started thinking, like, is this guy like watching him like a hawk? Because he owes them money, so every time he makes a sale, he goes over and says, all right, give me 10%.
Right now.
Oh. But then I saw that guy. Oh, God. Damn.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Too early for that. Oh, my God.
I didn't know it was going to be that.
I felt that like electricity like, through my feet all the way through
wrong?
My head.
I felt like a damn fish in the bird's hand.
God, make that
like
my alarm.
I heard an animal somehow, and I didn't even touch it.
And it had like the longest death. Scream
that's
ever.
Terrible.
I feel like I just got plucked out of the stream.
Woo.
Woo, don't ever do that again.
Yeah, I feel like a bookie would not let you pay him off ever.
Because they always want you to owe them.
Yeah, because
well, that's
like,
what debt is. Interest.
2 points a week.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, here's my last payment. And he's like, no, I don't want it.
Uh-uh.
Keep it. Just tacked on more.
God, that's from a movie. Which maybe several.
Yeah,
I don't know, but you know what?
They kept eluding the last payment.
When you look at what Henry Hill was doing back in the before or after the Lufthansa, which is what Goodfellas is about, They were running books for college games, shaving points.
And he told us that himself from his mouth to our ears.
And that's becoming
on this show.
That's becoming more of a thing now.
Which, I mean, he already wrote a book about it and stuff, so it's like he was making some big revelation, but I'm saying, like, basically put over in the fact we interviewed him once.
You got the NBA player who admitted to, you know, trying to fix games. He was texting people during the games that had money on it. It, like, just happened on another college, too.
Where are they putting the cell phone during a NBA game? I mean, is he not playing, maybe?
He didn't play a whole lot, okay. So I imagine it's – I don't think NBA has a rule like NFL does with no cell phones. I don't know if they do. But, you know, like a trainer, somebody's got it, and like, hey.
Oh, yeah, one of the runners.
The trainers slash equipment guys seem to be the hookup for all these guys, whatever they want.
Like, I have family who – I told you. I mean
– like, I know you picked my pants out for me, but go give me some drugs.
Laughs when I say this. I still say second and third cousins and stuff. I think the world's kind of moved on to just, that's my cousin, but – I don't know. I feel it. I some nod to the lineage to say that's my second cousin. But anyway, it's my cousin's son. I won't say too much, but he's equipment type manager type. He's done it for two big time college football teams, and they're well respected, is what I'm saying. I mean, they are not just like looked at as just runners or you know, PAs or whatever.
They're like, you know, the first line of defense when these guys need anything.
Yep. And they are they appreciate them.
I didn't always heard about fixing games back in the day.
He showed me on his phone Jaden Daniels' phone number where they text.
All of it. He's like, I'm not going to show you the last two numbers because you might
text. He showed me the text lineage. I'm like,
you're going to copy it.
It might take a day for him to reply, but he did. That's cool. That's cool as hell.
Like, you know,
I've said too much.
You watch all these old mob guys talk about fixing games. I'm like, wow, it was that rampant, like in the NFL and other places, definitely in college.
Oh, yeah.
But they, you know, they would tell you, God, I love it because they tell you the whole scheme.
This kid's on the up and up, though. I mean, like, he sees this as a career path, which at first I was like, a career, but then you look at the grand scheme, I was like, yeah, God, that's real. And like, that kid's going to be like a general manager one day. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, hang on now. Oh, I don't know if you go from picking out pants to running the team.
He don't pick out pants. Nike sends them.
Nike.
Sends tons, too. So much. Like, each player gets like 50 pairs of pants.
Yeah, those bookies don't want you to pay them back.
Do we send those to Haiti? I'll have to ask him.
What, a bunch of kids running around in football pants?
It's like an old Nike football pants. Oh, well. Man, you got the bikes. Those are vintage.
Next time we go fight in a third world country, they might be dressed up like
this. They didn't have Nike football pants when I played damn football. Uh-uh. We wore bikes, which, again, why would you name your company Bike if you made football pants?
We had bike pads.
Football pants sounds funny.
Bike.
Bike cleats.
Like, was it generic Nike and we just didn't realize? Like, was it bikey? Were we saying it wrong?
Kind of hold you in so you didn't jiggle when you run?
Hell, apparently not. I've seen video.
I remember when Nike first broke into college football.
Was it like
football.
A corset?
Oh. Clemson was one of the first teams they started using. And that was like when within Bowden's first couple years there. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
The trickle down to high school football, I'm sure it took years.
Oh, yeah. Like with the off. Oh, man. I can't imagine.
We could turn hours in at the end of the year. Like, that means we're going to use these again.
You could buy it.
You could buy it. That's right.
You buy them back, and you're the only one that wears that size.
Actually, the new jerseys.
Who would wear it after you graduated high school? Yeah.
Not me.
Thought.
I don't want somebody else's pants that they've.
That's back when it cost like $500 to frame a jersey. You couldn't go to Hobby Lobby and buy a frame for $50 and throw it in there.
We had three jerseys.
Which is a nice little thing.
We had red, white, and black. And the black ones are brand new. They were like, God, can we wear these every game? Because these are nice. The other ones were old. The sleeves came down to past your elbow.
Yeah. If you have the ones with the elastic in the lower sleeve.
The black ones were, yeah.
Yeah, those were. I like those because I'd tuck them under the shoulder pads, and I'd feel like I was Road Warriors.
But you couldn't buy the black ones.
I don't know which. I was neither looking like either one of them. I was Chicken Hawk. That's who I was.
You can be Animal since he lasted the longest.
Okay. Wow.
And his son was a linebacker, so there's a connection.
That's true. But then you got the Laurinaitis thing on the other side.
Yep.
To deal with.
So nobody wants to buy these old jerseys, Coach.
Yeah.
The numbers started to peel and the sleeves were way too long.
Like, where did those go? Did those go to like YMCA camps for young boys that were probably. In my case, like, very overweight. And they're all crumpled up letters and everything.
Or if Jamaica starts a football team, they probably send them there. Like they had a bobsled team.
God, there's some generales over there.
Hut, hut, man!
They say generals. We're the generales.
God, now, have you seen what the high schools do now for the kids? They got their own banners that go around the...
It's been years since I've been to a game.
They got banners that go around the fence.
Oh,
they,
yeah. Dude, that's Little League now. I saw... I drove through Greer somewhere the other day. And the only reason I don't know exactly where I was is because I was trying to dodge 29 on 29 Wade Hampton, you know?
Bill,
Greer side between 4 and 6 o'clock is like red rum. Like, it is... Oh!
Trying to dodge...
So I'm trying to go back roads and anyway... come across this Little League baseball field that has that exactly what you're saying. Like old baseball diamonds used to be in Major League, yeah. Only in the outfield, but they got it all the way around it. And like big, like.
You must have been out near Riverside, out on Super.
Bingo.
Baseball fields out there.
Bingo. But I mean, they had like a couple of big sponsors on there. I'm like, hell, I'd like to get them on the radio. We should ride by there for lead generation.
Heck yeah, they've got more school spirit than we ever have.
Get us some ball cards.
Why are you videoing the field here, sir? These kids playing. I'm actually getting sponsor leads here off your outfield.
That's awesome. Keep going.
This is my friend Devin. Devin, say hello.
Hey, y'all. Are we not active enough to have cards? Like you can get like a special insert of me doing this, sitting here with a leg up.
Well, again, till Fanatics came in and did their thing. You and I were lucky to have one, but somebody pointed this out to me the other day in a fun way. The year that Topps made a card of Fatboy and I and Paige, damn it, you were next on the thing. And Fatboy will tell you that is true. And Fanatics came in and nixed that. Independent deal, but nevertheless,
just like the alcohol, you were next up.
Yeah, right.
No,
I was never.
And no, that. So the person said, you know, that Austin, that you had that, but also they pointed out this Allen and Genter set that's made by Topps that made cards for chicken wings, for popcorn,
whitetail deer,
for like all all these real just ambiguous things like Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, like just absolutely unneeded.
They even have one for the hand signal you go below the waist with. You
get off my Johnson?
Yep.
Yeah. Hit one of those at Rip Night the other night.
Two fingers in the tongue?
Yeah.
They got one for that?
Oh, it's got a Billy Ripken.
Herb Travis from Boiling Springs Sports Cards, they got his famous Spurs up.
That's right.
In his own card.
Smile, Travis, damn it. Oh, Lord.
Man. There's so much. What? So much to like, just, there ain't enough time.
You're
to,
drained.
There's not, I mean, there's that, you know, it's that thing. It's like,
I saw somebody who reminded me of, like, I said something yesterday a lot over and over, and I already forgot what it was.
You're getting a tick.
What?
I see. Until I
looked, when I looked at the TV, and I'm like, oh, that's what I was saying all day yesterday because a person on TV reminded me of a new term I coined.
Tap that something?
No, you know, like for child molester, people like to say chomo. Or pedo.
A pedo, yeah. I've never heard the chomo.
Well, I came up with a new one. It's called swing sniffer. So I was saying it all day. I kept calling it. I'm like, okay. This old swing sniffer. I was calling people in traffic. Little kids, even. I was just using it. Like the thing we do when we come up with words, keep using it.
Oh, you are that.
Then I saw.
You embrace that in your life.
Dude on TV, I'm like, this old swing sniffer. If I could hack the graphic, that's what his name would be.
So, man, without saying too much, morning? I absolutely get it. I absolutely get it. I just imagine the person, man or woman, is awkwardly walking through a playground and they pretend to fall face first into every swing. Oh, no.
Do I vaguely remember what this was in a sentence?
Sir, what are you doing?
Swing sniffer.
Are you swing sniffing, sir?
That's wrong.
Get out of here.
So wrong.
Is he talking about swing states?
I know.
Swing towns. That's Simpsonville.
Oh, Anderson, too, evidently, is coming up big in the swing community.
Really?
Yeah, because people with Texas angry are like, hang on now.
Hey, we're the capital.
Don't forget about Anderson.
Oh, so are they people in Anderson who are like, hey, we're in a competition now?
Yeah, they don't want Simpsonville to have the title.
Because we've heard locally. Well, not heard. I mean, like every swinger couple we've ever encountered, for some reason, are all in that little radius of Simpsonville, South Carolina.
They really are. It's the new villages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Old Simpsonville.
It's all in the name.
Track home. See what happens?
I felt like such a simp yesterday.
It's the neighborhood.
You love using new words that are on trend.
My wife.
That's good, though. It's like the younger character of the Cosby Show.
Or the white grandpa that would pop in occasionally.
Right. That made no sense. Mm-hmm.
My wife asked me to get her a soda, and I'm like, I'm so fucked, such a simp. I shouldn't really be doing this.
What was the context of it? Were y'all sitting on the couch watching TV, or was
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I was already up. She's like, can you grab me a soda? I'm like,
and you won't?
Oh, good Lord.
I did it, but I mean, it felt like a simp
God,
doing
I'd
it.
God, I'd punch you.
Now, the definition of a simp, because I'm always late to the game with this, like with gaslighting. I literally had to Google it.
A simp is somewhat of the male persuasion who will go out of his way to acquiesce to the female in
nice words.
Any sense of the word.
So he's gay.
No.
He's thoughtful.
You see it a lot on Facebook where the guy's like, you know, commenting on, oh, you're so beautiful. Or if you were my girl, I'm like, simp. Simp alert. Simp in training.
You mean he's a nice guy?
Simping ain't easy. You see it a lot.
Oh.
I just wonder, though.
You girls don't want that. I know that.
No.
Well, I mean, we don't need people being nice.
Fat boy down deep is that person, but not in a negative connotation.
Hey, that's the only connotation for that word.
But that's because it's used wrong. Like, what if you're just a thoughtful person? Like, I think down deep you're a very, like, kind, gentle family man.
I mean,
and
to
you
a
put
degree.
On this hat of fat boy.
It's all an act, I think. He's like, yes, dear, I'll get you whatever you want.
I don't think
he's an ass kisser or anything. I think, I mean, it's an equal probably thing, but...
If I were single now, it'd be a different person you'd see every day. You got people don't like
would
to...
Would you dress even more casual?
Well, you know, that's impossible. But as far as, like, these casual relationships go...
Yeah.
You got to play the game. There is a game, and you got to play
it. Oh, you do.
And then we used to know somebody who says, I refuse to play the game. Well, you might be single for a long time, too.
Let's see. You know, it's not so much play the game. It's just you find that people are so vapid and you have nothing to offer. They have nothing to offer. Like,
and you got to tell them that.
I do tell them. Like,
so
I can't sit
and
listen to your mouth because you're such a narcissist.
Tell these women, say, look.
See, I could do a diatribe on both of what you just said.
On both
Not
sides.
Not a negative diatribe either, just a kind of deep thinking kind of connotation of Fat Boy's point of view and then also yours. And you've also, pre-Chris, dated some real a-hole of people.
You know,
men.
I just have bad taste in
Not
it.
Me, but they were.
And it's an anomaly that this guy dropped off his fireman's little thing at the front desk.
What does that mean?
His badge.
Okay.
And I called him back, and the rest was history. Or I wouldn't have sought him out because he was nice.
But that's what...
That's something wrong with me.
Wouldn't have sought him out.
That's called soulmate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd really think, like... But then again, if he kept dropping it off every day...
He would annoy me.
Then when does that turn into the Hollywood thing of John Cusack outside with the jam box? Like, real life, her dad would have shot him.
Oh, yeah.
Or tackled him to the ground, or tased him, or sicked
been
the
a dog.
Dog on
yep.
him. Yeah. It wouldn't have been real life, but it kind of like made those early 90s kids kind of like, man, I can't give up on this.
Yeah.
Because one day this could be like a movie, and she's going to say, yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh.
I know what she's saying, using Paige's logic. Don't send her a willy pick. Come by the station, wave it around in the parking lot where she can see it.
And you know what? I see
no.
that. You'll see that
it's
on Tinder.
Worse.
Girls will say, don't be sending me wiener pictures or I don't want to see you I don't want to see Jim mirror selfies. I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
What if
thank
it's me
God.
In the background, like
because
behind
maybe women.
Flipping off a underprivileged child.
This is the reality of it. We don't want a perfect man. We're not seeking out to find the biggest weenie in the land.
Thank God.
You don't even want a nice guy. You really don't.
Well, I do want a nice guy, but I don't want him to like be, oh, yes, dear, because, you know.
Simp.
No, not like that.
I want to pause this and come back to it.
That only lasts. I'm going to tell you, when they are all like kissy kissy and kissing your butt, that only lasts until they have you. And when they have you, it switches back to their original personality, and you should have met that in the first place.
We need to push headlines to the side for a second.
No,
I'm serious. This is like... This is a latitude, longitude kind of...
But I got a good headline.
See, y'all are habits of creatures.
It's like
or whatever I meant.
When you get a big turkey leg that costs $30 at the fair, mm-hmm. you want to eat it all at once.
I don't think I've ever been offered that.
No, because there's always flies at the fair.
Yep, and there's always meat on the other side. You're like, I'll get to that eventually.
And always, and also people who...
Fruit flies.
If they're short enough, could walk by and grab a mouthful and you wouldn't even know it.
I don't like how people share those, though. They'll like, hell hey, no. You eat one side, I'll eat the other. I'm like, God. If you'll share that, you'll go in on something else, too, with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The like, same person.
Something that's just as fat, but...
Like some Diamond Dallas Page kind of thing is what you're talking about?
Ooh, I like that.
Might not smell as appetizing.
BDP. All right.
Now the last part, right?
Today. What is today? Today's Tuesday.
Tuesday!
We'll have our guy on a little after 7 o'clock. The guy who's currently dating one of his high school teachers, and she doesn't remember him, apparently.
He said he had to do it before he goes to work.
He's got to be
I told him to quit.
Eight.
He needs to.
No, don't quit.
Oh, my goodness.
That time period is over in America.
I told him to tell me 5 things he did last week at his job.
Girl, God, who can do that?
Did he reply to the email?
No, he told me to piss off.
Okay.
In a British sort of way.
Piss off, you wanker. Bloody wanker.
Swing sniffer.
Swing sniffer. We had to get that trending. So let me just give out the phone numbers. And it's just one set now, which is awesome. 1-800-774-0093. That is the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Text or call either one of those. Paige, what is up in the Plex? Well, don't text and drive.
This is what we're working on the Plex right now. We're going to find out about this British woman who her addiction won her $215,000 in court. So we'll get into that story. Also, we're going to talk about what people are doing on the toilet right now. All that
right moment. Now? How would we know?
Possibly they might be doing this.
Text in right now if you're on the toilet what you're doing there.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
That'd be a nice little. So Paige will do her poll results and then we'll read ours. All yeah. right? 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Real quick, I want to know what you're doing. Good morning, I'm Paige.
Hello. By the way, all the people text in variations of taking a dump for what they were currently doing on the toilet.
Good guess.
Got a couple of social media, but I assume they're not just sitting down to check their social media. They're also probably pooing. Well, or if they're a lady, maybe pooing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, first, we got to tell you that headline's brought to us by Gosling Electric. But let's begin with this. There was a study that asked people, and this might gross you out, so be prepared.
I want them to make Gosling Electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yes.
Dan,
good.
Do it. Yeah. Do it for our partner.
So they wanted to know, where do you brush your teeth?
In my mouth.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Ooh,
show me in my mouth.
71% of these people who responded, and I assume it's an online poll because I don't think anybody is out there canvassing.
I don't know.
Anymore,
that's where we got.
You never know.
That's where we got Hawk Tua.
Okay, yep. So people.
I remember her name.
71% of these people say that they.
She owes me money for them coins.
Stand at the sink and brush their teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Not on the toilet.
And 3% say they sit on the toilet and brush their teeth.
Man, that's just mm-mm.
No, I got to be in front of the sink because I get messy with it.
And I know it's, ooh, gross. Which one?
I understand that because I realize I get messy with it, too.
With the, do you have a water pick?
Yes, and I have electric toothbrush.
And you know what? Someone, not a dentist, but a periodontist, but really just one, so whatever you call that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Those of you that go to the dentist got that joke. This periodontist said, if you have one of those, you don't really even have to brush your teeth. You just go across your teeth, and that's doing all the what you would normally do with your hand. And I'm like, holy crap, like I've been brushing my teeth wrong with that thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm like just slowly eroding my gums away for no reason.
I use white toothpaste, too, so after a couple minutes, I look like I've been hanging out in the back alley all night. Just gets everywhere.
Oh, gentle.
Yeah. You get the
sensitive.
Like I could do a Got Milk ad right now, yeah. Except it's all frothy.
Not milk?
No.
Swing snipper.
Got eggs? No.
Got eggs.
Oh, and it gets even better with brushing the teeth. 20% say that they walk around the house brushing their teeth. That's messy.
I have done that before, but it's one of those things where you're going to get pants out of the dryer or something. And you just got to, it's just in there. You're not actively brushing. It's just like,
Now,
kind of like when you hold a bottle in your mouth when you're drinking and you need to get something out of your pocket. You will hold that entire beer bottle in your mouth, almost ripping your front teeth out. But my God, you're not going to set it down because you don't trust the people you're with.
Now, I think you should do it naked before you get in the shower. Because then if you get like anything on, you can just wash it off. Because I don't know how many times.
I like a post-shower toothbrushing, though. I don't know what the difference is. Yeah.
You know what I've done before where I just thought, okay, well, I'm going to brush my teeth. And this is the afternoon toothbrushing where I say, I'm going to brush my teeth real quick before I go. And I end up getting it on the little specks on my shirt wherever I'm going.
Spanx.
I brush in the shower sometimes.
Do you really?
It's just easier. You can
where do you
spit.
Put your toothbrush? So do you get out and put it back
oh,
on?
Oh, no. I just throw it in the sink. Sometimes it makes it and sometimes it don't.
Oh, fat boy.
So somebody comes up and picks up after you, obviously.
Or just well, I mean, like, if I'm getting back out, which I have to, I'll just pick it up and put it back on.
If you're getting back up.
Take a little cup. Sometimes somebody will just accidentally be bent over and they'll be like, oh no, there goes the head of the toothbrush. Whoops. Right in somebody's crack.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's how it's your wife.
He keeps the supply of them on hand. You can get them from the dollar store in case they fall in the toilet. You're good.
That is true. I have a collapse.
What?
What's that word?
You should see a doctor.
It folds. I have a toothbrush that folds.
Like in half?
As a backup. Yeah, my little shave bag. What's it called? Collapse.
You shave your balls?
I mean, sometimes. Collapsible.
Collapsible.
Oh, I know those bags. Yeah.
Collapsible.
Toothbrush to fold in half, throw it in there with some wipes or some other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a comb that folds in half, too?
Not for the head.
Is like that hurtful?
Like a switchblade?
No, not one of those. Butterfly knife? I can't swing it around either.
Got taken from me as a kid. You don't want anybody to think that's a real knife. Yeah, I do. That's why I bought it at the jockey lot, Mom.
But you know what, Preston? That wasn't an option on here. People don't. You're the only one, I guess, who likes to brush in the shower.
It just seems easier. You can just spit right there and just throw it.
Do you ever drink in the shower?
No.
I probably have.
Yeah.
Just, you know, back in the day. Drank a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I love to have, like, a nice hot bath with lots of stuff, like bubbles.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe have some Prosecco or champagne.
Jesus. Some wine with the foot.
Charcuterie board.
A little.
Some grapes.
A little thing to prop your head up in the back. And
some boars and cheese.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have cheese, but.
Crackers.
You
know,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sit there all night.
Some BBC.
Bunch of crackers in there.
Watching some British television.
I don't know if crackers really are good in the bathtub.
Never have enough crackers.
This is true. Mm. Talk about club crackers.
Okay.
Not captain's wafers.
Okay.
You know, you can't tell the difference. I've blind tasted that several times.
I know they are.
You cannot tell the difference.
Hmm. It's not a specific
thing. No, the French fry thing, I can do
that.
Oh,
you know.
I can, I'm telling you.
That's
even during COVID times when everyone couldn't taste anything for 6 months, I could tell the textures on my tongue.
Mm-hmm. There's some that I just don't care for.
Amen.
That I just will
not. And that will make me not.
I will never eat them ever again, Sam. I am.
Yep. Just like if you don't have the brand of allegiance that I have to soft drink, I choose not to go to your restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very loyal to that.
I see what you're saying.
And because I will sell my soul, I'm not going to say now which one it is.
Mm. I'm surprised there's a well.
But it's Coca-Cola.
There are certain people that like certain drinks. I kind of have to stop it there. Like some people prefer just the one brand. Now I'm talking about it's like regular cola.
Yeah.
They're like, they can't do both. But when you drink one for so long, you really taste the difference.
But yeah, when you go to somebody's house and they have the off brands, is there a little judgment passing in your mind?
You think less of them?
Like, I know you got money.
Like, I know. Like, if it warrants, I get it. But like, it's like, you got this nice house, but you drinking that. Like, there is a difference.
It's not real.
Why do we have
neither
this
one
Dr.
of them
Thunder?
Are. None of them are real. The Dr. Thunder, right. All those. Like
Mountain Lightning.
Man, there's a difference. I can do it.
There really is.
I just wonder if they don't have taste buds.
Probably not. Or they don't care.
But for some reason, like, I can get off-brand with other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get Fruity Dino Bites if I get a sugar hankering or magical squares.
I know it's good. You know, if I'm going to go all out, I'm going to get the calories that I want. I'm not going to short myself if it's a cheat day, which I don't have very many.
Like that. Remember the Korean.
Stop laughing at me.
You just about lost your breath saying it.
Do you remember the Korean Whopper?
It was all.
That's Looper's nickname.
Only when he takes his shorts off. That's the only, like, there was no meat. It was all cheese.
Hey.
It was just as thick as a regular Whopper.
That's okay.
But it was all cheese.
Ooh, talk to me.
It looked like it'd stop you up for a month.
Yeah.
You want to be stopped up for a month?
No. I went to a restaurant a while back.
I love cheese.
They had a grilled cheese sandwich on there that was $14. I said, my ass. No, sir.
What? That was the alternative?
What?
It was just a grilled cheese sandwich.
Just a flatbread.
And they had it all decorated nice on the menu, saying all this, blah, 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 blah. It's still a cheese sandwich.
I thought you were trading out. A croissant or French bread.
I don't know what you just said, but you sounded like a baguette.
Well, this is the same thing. En français and bread. Depends.
Happy honor.
Uno croissant.
Thank you, Paige. That was remarkable and entertaining and enlightening. Fat boy, which won't be any of those things. What is going on in sports?
Well, A.J. Brown did something that is borderline kind of cool and narcissistic all at the same time.
Uh-oh.
We'll show you a funny picture of a spring training game yesterday. And there's an NFL team that wants to ban the tush push. Not because it's single-handedly the most boring play in sports.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the line dance.
Oh, no.
Yes. That's something you used to do over at Cowboys.
Oh, Cowboys Nightlife.
Yeah.
That hey, kind of sounded like a sex position, actually.
Cowboys Nightlife?
No, tush push.
Oh, well, could be.
It's kinky.
Let's go to Whispers. Then after Whispers, we'll go to Silver Fox.
Shh. Where do you see my... Silver Fox. And then we're going to go to Diamonds.
Diamonds.
It's Shrimp Night.
BYOB. I don't know why you can see a chick naked if you bring your own beer. It makes no sense.
Oh, no. Man, it literally.
What'd you say?
They didn't even have a food service.
That's like what the Elite Show Club was before it closed down. Right beside Little Caesars.
Yeah, but like how much were the lap dances? Like twice as much? Like where were they making the money? Did they charge the strippers to be there?
Somebody's got to make the money, right?
Yeah, that's weird. I never thought about that. All right, we'll break down other strip clubs in the area next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles.
You know, it was this day 2 weeks ago where you made the quote, and I have it right here in front of me because I don't throw papers away. There ain't no sports.
Ain't no.
Let me tell you something.
Where are we at with that?
Baseball hasn't started yet. We love the baseball. We want baseball
America's
to start.
Pastime.
Opening day is always so much fun.
Basketball is, well, look, it's just not good right now.
It's almost blank madness. Can I say that?
You know what? That's actually going to be.
You're not making money off of it.
Okay.
It's actually going to be a fun event when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Blank madness?
Yeah. College basketball now seems to, I don't know where it flipped, but it's more entertaining than the NBA.
Because there's not the definitive star. There's not. You look at all the finals, like Jason Tatum, huge star, but certainly doesn't fall. LeBron. But also, he's got just as many haters as he does.
He's kind of sassy.
Fans. And like with Jordan, even if you were like a Pistons fan, you loved Michael Jordan.
What is it? Like, guys don't have anything to play for right now. There's a lot of games left. They just want to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, but who's going to be legendary status like Michael Jordan?
They don't care about that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they
like Tatum. Tatum's got a ring, but he takes a lot of quarters off. Sometimes you don't start shooting till the second half. Guys don't play hard all the time. Not like they used to.
Because they should go back to the – who was it? Master P who drew up that contract. Although it was – he's like, it's going to be performance laden. Like, he's going to get a base contract, and then he'll get so much per touchdown. Ricky Williams, I think it was.
Yeah.
And that was, like, kind of silly sounding at the time. But if you pay off these fat contracts, if they've already got a ring or two – and they're not going to get six or seven and go after that record, then what is the – they're already paid. You don't want to get too hurt so you can be back next year and don't get, dropped off and end up like a – there's a couple good NFL players that I didn't realize don't have teams right now that just were not picked up by anybody.
Yeah, can you imagine just
– I had no idea.
Being on top of your game, you get knocked down and that's it.
Yeah, Wade Hampton High School, Paige. The year was 93.
I don't 1993. Mean to reheat your pain every day, but I seem to do it.
Put on them box shorts.
She loves it. This day in sports history, 61 years ago in 1964, says 7-1 underdog beat Sonny Liston to claim the world heavyweight boxing title.
Ooh.
After the fight, this man shouted, "I shocked the world."
Well,
because he was doing the shocker.
No, he wasn't. If he was wearing a boxing glove, you wouldn't be able to tell. I believe in my best Howard Cosell, that would be Muhammad Ali.
It was, and then they had the boxing gloves back then had fingers, so he was doing it.
They had just a thumb.
Just a thumb.
Solo Sikoa could have been a great boxer.
Oh, my God.
Just catch him with the thumb.
When they were big and puffy.
A lot of power in that thumb. I consider myself an announcer aficionado because I've watched sports my whole life. I never went back to, like,
that's quite the resume you have there, sir.
I've seen them all. I never went back and dug much in on Cosell.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you might be a tad overrated.
Oh, wow.
Now, the old heads would be like, you know, no, he was, but like, everything you read and hear about the guy was, he was, had a poor attitude and was not likable.
Yeah, but what about his knowledge? Did he know the game to call it?
And Ali, that was a work. I mean, they had fun together. Yeah. And that's his bread and butter. Now, I don't remember him on Monday Night Football. I'm not old enough to remember him calling games on there. I was alive during that time, but I don't remember it. Who was the other one? Deardorff?
It's felt like he came along at a time where there weren't
sounds
many
like I'm writing a letter to Tim Conway. Deardorff.
That distinctive voice, you know. Like, you would know it's him.
It sounds like this. Yes. It's Howard Cosell. And I have to say the name.
He's the one that made some inappropriate things about somebody running and, running.
I think that was Jimmy the Greek.
I mean, it really was.
I'm sorry.
And he didn't have longevity on his side. Like, look, I mean, look, Vin Scully worked for the Dodgers when they were still in Brooklyn.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
I mean, that guy was a legend.
He outlived Lasorda. And Lasorda was a rookie in 54, and he came out in 57. I mean, good God.
I guess Bob Costas will go down as the greatest announcer of my lifetime across multiple sports. And you're talking about people like Marv Albert, Dick Enberg, others?
Yeah.
I just don't like his attitude. I like his work ethic. I'll never forget the Mickey Mantle interview at the All-Star game. I sat there squalled watching baseball.
But is it because
it was so sad?
Is that when you realized how bad Mantle was? How bad Ozzie was?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you met him before, so
what do you remember about that story? Huge ass beer sitting there on the table.
You think you're gonna take a sip of that, Harris?
That's what killed him.
That's mine, kid.
That's a real man.
It's an extra five. If you want me to burp in your face?
Wherever you're going, got a beer can in hand.
Willie May charges $10 to look at you.
He didn't even look at me. He rolled the ball across the table.
What if he did a pose?
Good Lord, say hey, kid.
Could you imagine what Rocker will write on the picture if you were?
Oh, God.
Because he's coming around here soon. Now, I imagine you'll pay an inscription fee, but it'd probably be worth it if it's your private collection.
Right.
Will he draw a picture of Michelle Obama's birthday cake that he put on his Twitter? Maybe. I don't know.
No, we should go say, hey, will you inscribe this to our friend Big Mike?
Big Mike. Take it, man.
Yeah, will you make this one out to Beyonce's mom, please?
What was that about?
I don't know.
Is Gabe getting a message?
I don't know how to Google it.
Like, did you see that?
Yeah. That's one of the first things I do now. I know he'll delete it later on.
Oh, just catch up.
He just sent the banana emoji to
Kanye
him.
Went off overnight again. It's kind of fun from a kind of sad kind of way looking at it. Kind of like the Britney Spears alternative.
Waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I don't know that there's another shoe to drop.
There's not with Yeezys.
No.
We out of here. I didn't have time for any of that stuff.
But it was didn't fun. Promote anything, so it was That's fine.
Okay. I promoted like three different things.
Well, you said this day back in history. We got that.
Did that one. And that was it.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
And then basketball is no good. And spring training is here.
Oh, baseball's got to come back, man. Like, hurry up and get it going.
Yeah. All right.
So NCAA Madness, as Paige called it. Nice workaround to avoid the
No, you actually said it right then.
Yeah.
You can't own a month, March.
Let's call it March Insanity. Oh, we can do that.
March Insanity.
Okay.
We'll come up with that one. Okay. Call it March Madness.
Oh, yeah. You want to do a tournament,
it's
Sal?
It's too self-grand.
Hey, rate me 68 things we could put in the tournament.
Rate you. I see.
That sounded naughty.
All right, we're going to take a break right now, as we should. And when we come back, we're hoping, and there's no reason to think he won't be there.
I'm gonna keep calling him.
The guy who emailed yesterday needing advice with his situation, he's been dating a woman for 2 months that he knew from the jump was one of his high school teachers. She does not know it. Apparently, she hasn't acknowledged it. So we're going to get the whole backstory, like what class it was. We won't go with the school. We definitely won't say the school or her name or anything. But there's so much to find out here. Did he know? Is that why he seeked her out? How did they meet?
He had to have known, right?
I've prepared notes for this like I would in-studio guest. So many questions about this. Did he have a thing for her when he was in school?
Sounds like it.
Oh, Lord, Paige.
Has she seen his thing now?
My God. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.